City leaders in Worcester are warning a surge in coronavirus patients is now expected to begin on April 19th, about a week later than previously anticipated. Right now, there are just under 400 people in Worcester who've tested positive. Worcester's Director of Public Health, Dr. Michael Hirsch, says the worst is yet to come for Central Mass.
We want to be very judicious about how much of the resources that we have that we expend now, and that we're in good communication across the city and across the Commonwealth with needs if they suddenly outstrip our resources.
For more this morning on how the state's second largest city is dealing with the pandemic, we're joined by Worcester City Manager Ed Augustus. Good morning, and thanks for speaking with WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob.
So how prepared is Worcester for the surge now expected in 11 days?
You know, I think we're as prepared as any community can be. We really focused on our homeless population in the early days of the outbreak, making sure there was a facility for homeless individuals who test positive and are in quarantine so they don't have to take up hospital beds. And we've also opened the first medical field hospital at our DCU convention center in Worcester to make sure that the hospitals have overflow capacity should that be necessary.
The field hospital in the DCU center in downtown Worcester is scheduled to open tomorrow, right? It's not open right now.
No, it'll be done being set up, staffed, and supplied today, and it'll be able to accept patients tomorrow should it be necessary.
How have preparations gone there?
I think they've really gone about as well as they could. FEMA brought the equipment, the supplies in last week. The Massachusetts National Guard was there the same day they arrived, set them up in 2.5 days. And the team from UMass Memorial have been actually doing the layout of the medical supplies, the training of the staff, and they're ready to go.
So it's fully supplied, and it will function just like a hospital.
It's amazing, the capacity, 250 beds. It'll be able to provide oxygen and other treatments that corona-positive patients might need. It'll have shower facilities and other facilities to support not only those patients, but the staff that are going to be working there 24/7. So it's a fairly sophisticated operation that was set up in under 10 days.
And who will be treated there?
Any patients from the UMass Memorial System, which is our hospitals here in the city of Worcester, and then a number of hospitals in Central Mass that are part of the UMass system, as well as St. Vincent Hospital, which is a tenant-owned hospital. That's our other large health care provider here in the city.
So coronavirus patients and others non-coronavirus are strictly limited to coronavirus patients?
It's going to be limited to corona-positive patients who may not need the intensive care of the hospital setting but still need medical treatment. And are not able to go home. Maybe there's a frail or compromised individual in their home that they don't want to further expose, and this setting would allow them to get the treatment that they need without putting others at risk.
All right, bigger picture, City Manager, Worcester has made a direct appeal to the immigrant community. What's the message?
Really that immigrants or people who are here, no matter what their status might be, should come forward, should take advantage of any kind of medical treatment that they may need, that they should take advantage of the many social service offerings that we have as a community, whether it be the school-based feeding programs that we're now doing from remote locations. If they're senior citizens, we have delivery service for folks who may need food or prescriptions. That none of these opportunities are in any way putting them at jeopardy, no matter what their immigrant status might be.
So are you making this direct appeal to them, this direct outreach, because you've sensed some reluctance in the immigrant community to seek help, whether it's for food or medical treatment?
We've heard from some concerns from different community-based organizations that there may be some reluctance you know, in some immigrant communities to come forward and fully take advantage of the opportunities that are available, but more importantly, to make sure they get the kind of treatment or testing if they're symptomatic and may need to get medical care. We don't want anybody not to get the full treatment, care, or testing if they are symptomatic.
One last question. You do daily briefings, which include the latest news on the pandemic, but you're also making a special effort to say thanks to healthcare providers in the city and Worcester City employees who are doing their part in the crisis. Why did you choose to do that?
You know, there's so many people who every day, despite, you know, the needs of their own families, their own need to try to stay safe, continue to show up for work, whether it be in the hospital setting or it be in a police or fire setting, emergency dispatchers, public health nurses, employees who are doing the outreach to seniors in our community or feeding kids at these drop-off locations. There's so many people who are giving back to our community, putting themselves at risk, quite frankly, to make sure that the most vulnerable have what they need. And we think they ought to be recognized and appreciated.
You know, Worcester City Manager Ed Augustus, thank you very much for putting out that message. I'm sure it's appreciated in Worcester and elsewhere. And thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition today. And good luck.
Thank you, Bob.